Each spring, Albany County Comptroller Mike Connors delivers his State of the Fisc address to the county legislature, reviewing the fiscal condition of the previous year. Connors delivered his final such address Monday night. The longest-tenured chief fiscal officer in Albany County history, Connors has given the address annually for the past 24 years.
It's the fiscal condition of Albany County for the year 2018, and we call it the state of the fisc, which is basically a French word derived from Greek about the meaning of money or budgets for governments.
Connors is a Democrat who is not seeking another term. He says his address gives legislators a real-time response following his office's annual update with the state comptroller.
We give them numbers of what really happened. And in English, that means we're going to attribute to 2018 real costs for 2018, costs that were incurred in 2018, and then real revenues that were collected in 2018. So that way you can really look at what actually did happen.
Connors says the state of the fisc is stable to strong.
On a roughly $700 million of spending last year, the county's operation had a net of $5 million. That's not a very big amount, but it's certainly better than a negative. And we were able to increase the undesignated fund balance or the surplus by $3 million. So we have roughly $49 million in this surplus fund balance. And our overall fund balance is roughly $67 million. So those are solid and strong numbers.
But Connors warns of risks on the road ahead.
You know, just one of them this year from the state was that we are now fronting the money starting July the 1st for the AIM funding, the AIM funding for villages and towns. Well, you know, if the state gets away with that, which they have, they're going to do the same thing probably in other areas.
Connors notes state aid has dropped this year by $5.4 million.
Federal aid went up about $345,000. The total federal aid is $73 million. State aid is $58 million. So you can see that we're over $35 million less in those two aid combined to what we get from sales tax.
And sales tax erosion, mainly caused by the Internet, is one concern that troubles Connors.
In Albany County, we collect more sales tax revenue for the county's share of sales tax than our federal aid and state aid combined, by about $30 million. So if you think about this, if the property tax is $89 million and the sales tax is $167 million and sales tax goes down by 10%, which is not an unheard of decrease, it's the old argument that 10% decline would be catastrophic for places like Gilderland or Knox, Burn, West, you know, a bunch of the towns as well.
The race to replace Connors has taken shape. Among the candidates in June's Democratic primary are Albany City Treasurer Darius Shanfar and Chief Auditor Sue Rizzo. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.